We knew about this summons, of course, coming up long before you did out there in Radio City Listening Land. We've known it for, what, 2 or 3 weeks now. Yeah. And we've all been keeping our fingers tightly crossed because there was always sort of a slim fighting chance that we would keep on the air. It seems incredible to me, and I'm going to put my own case forward first of all, if I might, because I'll probably get into trouble for saying this, but it seems ridiculous that in June of last year, when we had all the tragic events on Radio City, in June of last year, the police told me, and they told Mrs. Calvert, and they told her late husband, Reg, that they could do nothing about the men out here for the simple reason we were outside the police's jurisdiction. Now, how is it that 6 or 7 months later, the GPO now summons us and get away with it? They win the case by saying that we are within territorial waters. Now, if the police can't help us 6 or 7 months ago, you know, and they have still said that if the station is raided again, which is still quite possible, they still can't help us. But they can fine us £100 and they can shut us off the air. Now, this to me, and I don't profess to be sort of politically minded, but this to me, there seems to be something definitely wrong with the British law system at the present time.
And apart from this, this also points out that people can take a map and draw a line where they think fit. And this then becomes law. Now, this obviously leads to the point, is British law still as respectable as it used to be? Well, as Graham says, the criterion of the world's law, is British law becoming a mock-up and a farce? And is this country becoming, very slowly but surely, a police state?
This is quite true, in actual fact, what Ian is saying. Is there anybody else who's got strong views about this? Because if you've got strong views about it, lad, sort of say so now. Anybody else going to say anything about it?
I'm sort of butting in. Paul comes next. Just a little sideline here, actually. The public, the many millions of people who listen, not only to this station, but to all the other offshore stations, it seems to me, I'm not knocking the listeners, because they've been very kind, you know, they write in, they send gifts, I'm not knocking the listeners, but it seems to me that the public haven't really shown any concrete form of support for the stations. You know, they're going to miss the stations when they go, they certainly will. But so far to me, I don't think the public has shown any sort of support for the stations. If they want the popular music that we and the other stations are providing, I'd like to see some of the many millions of people doing something about it, you know.
Although I can't see it at this stage. After Britain being used to commercial radio now for 3 years, it cannot possibly die out completely. There's a future here. There must be, because people want it.